This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, Praise Gaia. Everyone starts life from a perspective of helplessness. Children require their parents for guidance. Their parents look up to their elders for direction. And the elders rely on God to be the inspiration and arbiter in chief. In the past, things were so difficult that only belief in a force greater than oneself, God, was needed to provide an even playing field where everyone was essentially equal and they lived lives of contentment and happiness because their expectations were relative to the reality around them. But at this point on the prosperity curve, life doesn't seem like it's getting substantially better. After washing machines, fast food, working inside with lots of time off and abundant forms of entertainment, life ahead just isn't inspirational enough. Since people couldn't change, God had to. God is now decidedly female to the youth raised under the guise of environmentalism. Now the strongest religion in Western culture, a creed ideologically adjacent to wokeness and feminism. Their catechism is, I believe in man-made global warming. Their sacrament is vegan. Their churches are public schools. Their theologians are climate scientists and duplicitous politicians. Their parishioners are NPCs. And their Vatican lies in the rainforests. They are no less devout than Nazis and more terrifyingly tyrannical. Elites embrace this religion because it leaves them with all their power at the low cost of virtue signaling, and the masses go along because they've lost the will and desire to manage their own lives.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.